Shincha Lamakia Ganane, and welcome the Executive Mayor of Govanbeki Local Municipality Council and Laganipo Zuma onto our conversation this afternoon. Good afternoon, how are you?
Thank you very much, and good afternoon to yourself and listeners.
Thank you so much for taking the time to chat to us. Now, we are talking about Inzabaye IDP, and I called for questions a bit earlier just before we went to the news. And the first question that I got, which I think is appropriate, because IDP, and the question is, what is IDP and what does it entail? It comes from Prudence here in Bombela.
No, thank you very much, Kusis Prudence.
Yes.
IDP it's a program, liplani elendiwa ngumasipala, for the purpose of getting views and inputs of the community. It is very important ukukhumbuza umphakathi wakithi that a municipality yakhiwe inhlaka ezintathu, ekuyi community, i council ne administration. Ngakho ke uma ngabe si governor, we must at all times take mandate from our communities on what is it that they feel are priorities that the municipality must be able to deliver. Now these priorities are grouped into one document for a period of 5 years, reviewed on annual basis. So as abantu babuye basho ukuthi no, last year ngathi besithe ugesi i priority, but siyabona ngathi ugesi awusi priority, sesicabangisa urich. So you normally do those kind of consultations. Now, unfortunately, we should have been doing these consultations going in contact with the people, meeting them physically in their wards. But due to the coronavirus and the regulations that are there, that is why we have decided to go on consultation using the various media streams that are there, so as people can be able to make their inputs. That's what IDP is all about.
Yeah. All right. Now, we understand that the municipality wishes to talk to the community of Govanbeki Local Municipality as we're speaking now, and this is about your IDP. Can you maybe give us a purpose for today's discussion?
Yes. The purpose is for us to get as much inputs from our community on the priorities that they would wish to see us implementing, knowing and understanding the status of the municipality. If as it stands, for example, we know that as a municipality, there is a challenge on issues of electricity across Govanbeki municipality. But those challenges are not similar. In other areas like Secunda, it will be that maintenance issues should be continuous. But in Balenze, you know that there is a problem in capacity, therefore there should be a substation or a transformer that must be built in order to increase the capacity. Those are the kinds of things that we want to be telling the people. The plan is that as the municipality, Embalenhle right now on electricity, we are about to start with Eskom on a project of building a transformer that is permanent, so as they can be able to have electricity that is durable, whether it's winter or summer, so that they get electricity as much as possible. That particular project is a multi-year project that we have started a long time ago, but we want to finish it before the end of June this year. We had thought that we were going to put in a mobile transformer, but Eskom has made us to understand that they do not have the mobile transformer. Instead, they are going to build one for us that is going to be able to assist us. We are also intending on reducing the load on the transformers that are there in Balenje by ensuring that we are adding more transformers into the network here in Balenje, so that ama transformer womphakathi angashi from time to time ngenxa yokuthi are overloaded.
Yeah.
Sizokwenza into efanayo nase Bethal eMzinoni. nakhona sizoko splitter ama transformers akhona. But eMzinoni and Bethal, we are going to start a program where we are going to be working with the district on the issue of maintenance of the infrastructure yase Bethal eMzinoni. With regards to sewer, we have just appointed two contractors that are going to do ama pump stations eMbalenhle. And those projects are going to be starting this particular week and next week. So as abantu bangasakwazi ukushushwa isuwa kakhulu ngoba iyasupha yona. So it's some of the projects esiplane ukuthi siqhubeke ngawo. Sinesidingo esikhulu soku-assista i-community yethu ngendaba yokuthuthwa kododi. Esikunothisile ke ngenxa yokungabi efficient kwamasipala ekuthutheni udodi. Abantu bagcine balahla kuma-open space. Sine program esibiza ngejima lokuhlwengisa esiyisebenzisayo to try and remove all the heaps zodoti, working together with local business esifuna ukuthi siqhubekise that particular program. But using that particular program in the long run, we are planning ukuthi siyisebenzise njengento ezokwakha amathuba omsebenzi for abantu bakithi, particularly i-youth. Through i-program yama-cooperatives. Esicela ke ukuthi umphakathi ubambisane nathi ukuze bakwazi ukuthi bahlomule at the later stage. Lastly, sine-program esizoyiqala yokulungiswa kwezindlela, izindlela ezineskontiri, which is tar roads, nezindlela lezi zegravule. We are going to be re-graveling wonke amalokishi esinawo eGovernor Mbeki, and sizobe sesithinta izindlela ezithile within iGovernor Mbeki la sizovuselela khona isikontiri la bese kugcwele khona ama-potholes. Basically yiloko esikucela ebantwini ukuthi nabo mababe nama-input ezintweni ezijahekile abacabanga ukuthi fanele sizi-attende. And lokhu besicela ukuthi ngoba sekuyisikhathi eside siyivulile process yokuthi abantu mabalethe imbono yabo, besi i-due date besibeke umhla ka-15. Sase sivulela ukuthi abantu mabalethe imbono yabo ngokusebenzisa i-social media, whether it's our Facebook page, basebenzise into ezifana ne-website.
I'm still continuing our conversation with Executive Mayor of Govan Begi Local Municipality, that is Councillor Ntlakanipho Zuma. If you have a question for him, please feel free to send me a WhatsApp, 072-885-7702, or you can call us on 013-757-0096 and be part of the conversation and speak to him live on air, of course. You will have a question to ask him. Now, we welcome you back, Councillor Sisaqhubeka Ngayo, inkulumo yethu. Before we cut it and went to Ingoma, besikhuluma ngetindlela le mhlawumbe ma input ebantu can be submitted, because njengoba sathi kunenkinga ye COVID-19, you know, so we have to be safe, but we have to find ways around doing that.
No, thank you very much. Msakathi, izindlela esinazo ngenxa ye-COVID, sisebenzisa i-website yakamasipala ukuthi abantu bakwazi ukuthi bafake imibono yabo. Kodwa-ke siyazi ukuthi abantu abaningi abavamisanga ukuvakashela ama-websites, kodwa ku-social media bakhona.
Okay.
Sisebenzisa kakhulu-ke lokho esikubiza ngokuthi i-Facebook. Sine Facebook page, iGovernor Mbeki Facebook page, la sicela khona ukuthi abalaleli bafake khona imibono yokuthi kuyini esingakwazi ukuthi sikwenze kulesikhashana esiya kuso esingangonyaka ukuthi silungisa kuphi ngokwabo. Sikhumbuleke noma sikhumbuzeke abalaleli ukuthi umasipala iGovernor Mbeki okwamanje usesimeni esingasi sihle kahle ngokwezimali. Ngakho-ke yingakho ukuthola sinalezi nkinga eziningi kangaka. Kodwa-ke nge-commitment abanayo kithi na kumasipala siyacabanga ukuthi sizokwazi ukudlula kulezi inkinga inkinga ngayinye at the time.
You mentioned iFacebook, ngabe mhlawumbe ungashare ligama lalelo page lenilisebenzisako?
I-Governing Mbeki Municipality.
Okay.
Facebook page.
All right.
Kukhona ke naloku i-page leka Executive Mayor uNhlakanipho Zuma official page yaka Executive Mayor.
All right. Now there's a question that has come through on our WhatsApp line. Ngicela umbambele just 2 seconds nyana ngoba sisebenzisa our PC for the phone call as well. We also have to use it for the WhatsApp. We need to make sure kutsi we don't drop you while we're trying to open your WhatsApp. There we go. It says, when are you planning to implement job opportunities for the youth, especially Mbalenhle? It comes from Mpumi Gwebu, who is in Mbalenhle.
No, thank you very much. We will be launching a number of programs as a form of job creation. In no time, we are going to be advertising for a program on EPWP, which is going to be funded internally by the municipality. Ezos assistant ngokudila ngemetha yama meter reading. So sikwazi ukuthatha ama meter reading kuwo bonke amawadi esinawo. Okwesibili, we are in engagement ne-NYDA kanye ne-Gert Sibande eku-establisheni ama-cooperatives that we are going to be working with as the municipality ukwenza isiqiniseko sokuthi i-service iyafinyelela ebantwini.
Absolutely wonderful. It's good to hear such things. You know, kulesikhathi esibukene naso kunyenti le konakalako kuyajabulisa kubona ukuthi nina kukhona lenisebenza ukuthi nikulungise. Another one, this one comes from Thulani in Bethel, and he says, is our input taken into consideration, Ms. K, or we are just wasting our time?
Ama inputs wonke abalulekile. The only issue might be ukuthi kuloko kufakayo ngaleso sikhathi bangaki abantu abafila ukuthi that is the priority that must be considered first. For example, if uzothi sidinga ama dustbin kuyo yonke ipetal emzinoni kanti abanye bakhala ngokuthi sihlele endlini kunesiwa ephumayo.
Yeah.
Nawe uyabalansa ukuthi yini ebaluleke kakhulu ukufaka ama dustbin noma ukusebenzisa lawa esinawo nokuthi umuntu ahlale ne-sewerage endlini.
Yes.
So wonke ama inputs siyawathatha bese siyahlukanisa ukuthi sikwazi ukuqala ngakuphi ngokuya kokubaluleka kwalama point esiwa-raise-ayo njengomphakathi.
Okay. Let's talk about the closing date and the times for the comments. What are they?
No. Thank you very much. Sizovala ukufakwa kwemibono nge-15 zika-January. Kodwa ke lokho akusho ukuthi emva kwale-15 abantu abasese nembono abakwazi ukusithumelela leyo mbono. Ngoba sivala nge-15 ukwenzela ukuthi sikwazi ukuhlala phansi sihlanganise yonke le mbono ngaphambi kokuthi kuyohlala i-council month end. Because i-council is the one which is going to consider the document, the final document and alama inputs to create a program of action for the municipality moving towards budgeting. Ngoba ngomhla ka May 31 kufanele sibe sesi-approvile i-budget esizoyisebenzisa for unyaka ka-2021-2022. Ngakho ke lama inputs eza sizoloku si-upgrade indlela esizoku-allocate ngayo ama funds ukwenza le misebenzi esicelwe umphakathi.
All right. Let's also maybe just do a quick recap on la platform to submit their comments. You did mention a Facebook. Can you maybe share those names with us again?
It's Governing Mbeki Municipality Facebook page. There is also the official page of the Executive Mayor, which is Nhlakanipho at Governing Mbeki. And then the other platforms is in our services, your website, yes, Governing Mbeki Municipality, which is Governing Mbeki Municipality. Abakwazi yoke, they can still walk into the municipality, excuse me, which we are not advising due to issues the COVID, kodwa ke uma ngabe bengakwazi ukungena kuma social media, they can still walk in naloko abazobe bebhale phansi bafike la ku submit kuma various receptions esinawo kuma spara wethu.
All right. There are two questions that have come up, and I really wouldn't want to ask these questions, but I'm hoping because they're the last ones because we're running out of time. And this one says, hi, my name is Kenneth Bohora from Embalentle. Would Extension 9 aid every time the IDP comes? We put the streets first, but these two streets have never seen the light of day. I think maybe he's talking about streets that are supposed to be fixed. Do you know anything about it?
There are streets that we are going to be attending to in the next 2-3 weeks, which are part of this current budget. But I am not certain of which street will we be considering for the next financial year, because the IDP that we are consulting with is for the next financial year.
Oh, right. And
in
we
Malente,
have...
There are three tarot streets that we are going to be attending to in this current financial year. Yes.
All right. Thank you. We've got another one here that says, hi, I would like to know from the mayor about the rents. Why are they so high, the billing? Can't they make a plan to cancel the old accounts and start afresh so that the community can pay? And this... All right. We're still having a conversation with the executive mayor of Govanbeki Local Municipality Council, Nhlakanipho Zuma. He's talking to us about indaba ye IDP nekubaleka kwekuthi umphakathi ube ingcenye yale planning lebabhizi ngayo. Stay listening, and if you have a question, you're more than welcome kuthi usishayele ku 013-757-0096. Kanzi nawu thanda ungasithumelela ne WhatsApp ku 072-885-7702. He is here to take your questions and of course give you more information ngalendzaba ye IDP. This is Rise FM.